You want to hear a really stupid joke? It's really, really stupid. But it always makes me smile when I think about it. It's also a little dark. Okay, so once upon a time, there was a donkey. The donkey was feeding on a huge field of corn. All of a sudden, the temperature rose to above boiling point real quick. All the corn in the field started to pop and turned into popcorn. The field was covered in white. The donkey thought it was snow and froze to death. It's so stupid, but it's so funny. How can you say it wasn't funny when you're laughing too? Okay, that's fair. It's kind of funny when someone laughs at their own jokes, but it's just so stupid. Dumb donkey. On a completely different topic, it's nice to see that I can make you smile again. I think I've been doing a lot better recently. I know it's been hard for you to get over her, but I think we're going in the right direction. Yes, it's true. It's not like the feelings will just go away like that. You've got to give it time and eventually you'll feel like your normal self again. You always have. You've been through this crap before. And I feel like you've bounced back a bit quicker this time. I mean, you've come a long way since you cried in my lap a month ago. Aw, you don't have to be embarrassed about that. It's totally okay to be sad after a breakup. I'm honestly really happy that you can talk to me about these things. And I'm glad that you came to me for comfort. I want to be there for you. So, what's the next step? You're not going to go out and hook up with a stranger again, are you? Oh, well, are you sure that's a good idea? I know it's a good way to get over her, but I don't think you should. No, of course, I'm not slut-shaming you. Don't say that. If it's just casual sex, I wouldn't care. But you always end up getting attached to these girls. It's almost become a pattern. I'm sorry to bring all of this up right now since you're having such a hard time, but I think you need to hear it. Will you please listen to me? Because it really hurts to see you go through this over and over again. It's self-destructive. It might be hard to see it yourself. You sort of get a tunnel vision when you fall in love. But from the outside, I can see that you always end up hurting yourself more than helping yourself. Like, the first few weeks are amazing and you're really happy, but then you get miserable. And the relationships end. It's never your fault either. It's always been, and excuse my language, the bitch's fault. Sorry, but they truly have been bitches. Call me prejudiced, but I don't think you should start dating someone you hook up with the first time you meet. That's simply not the kind of girl you need. Yes, I know I'm too judgmental, but can't you see how it's ended up for you? The past three girls have all been the same. You're barely over your past relationship. You're vulnerable and you meet someone new to fill up the void. And you get attached too quickly. None of them cared for you. You deserve someone who doesn't ignore you when you're feeling sick. Someone who doesn't just want you for sex. Someone who doesn't want to have flings with other men. You need someone who truly cares about you. Someone who can pick you up when you're down. Someone who can make you laugh. You deserve someone who's been through thick and thin with you. Someone who loves you. Someone who wants to spend their life with you. You deserve me. Yes, me. I'm serious. I know you think this might be sudden for you, but I've always wanted us to be together ever since we were kids. It's just been a childhood dream, but I've always known that we'd eventually end up together. But you've never given me a chance. You've been rushing from relationship to relationship. And I'm not going to take advantage of you when you're sad after a breakup. It's been rough to see you with other girls. But I've been okay with it since I knew that eventually it would be you and me. I'm not going to let this moment slip by again, just so you can go find another bitch of a girlfriend. Now that I've admitted this to you, I don't think I can hold my feelings back anymore. I can't believe it. I just kissed you. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that okay? Yeah, you're sure? Then, can I kiss you again? Oh, I'm really happy. But I can't tell what you're thinking right now. Are you happy too? You are, right? Yes. I knew you would be. Please, kiss me. More. Oh, you're such a good kisser. I know you've practiced with other girls, but you won't let anyone else feel your lips from now on, right? Just me. You won't need anyone else anymore. I will be the one to make you happy. I'll satisfy your needs. I'll prove it. You look so confused. Don't you get it? I mean exactly what I said. I'm going to make you feel good. I'm going to prove that I can satisfy you. I'm going to make you feel better than any of your other sluts could. Unless you don't want me. You don't think I'm ugly, do you? Good. I was about to cry there for a second. I've tried to keep my body fit for you. I really want you to think I'm beautiful. Do you? Do you think I'm beautiful? Please say yes. Yay! That makes me so happy. Then there's no problem. Let me take care of you, and I promise you'll feel good. I'm gonna strip for you. But first, I want to see how my good boy looks in their boxers. I'm ready to. Oh, I would have expected you to be hard by now. But that's all right. I'll get you up. Don't worry. I'll take your cock out. Oh, yeah. I've missed this smell. Oh, never mind. I just mean it smells just like I fantasized it would. Absolutely delicious. Oh, come on, be a good boy. Yes, here we go. Oh, this is the perfect cock I wanted. Oh, you're growing so big. This is exactly how I imagined you'd look. I mean, veins and all. I think you're ready now, my love. Stay where you are. I'm going to take my clothes off for you. I'm sure you've wanted to see this tight body for a long time, haven't you? How's this, darling? The other slut didn't have tits like these, did they? Eat me up with your eyes. For every second you look at me, I feel myself getting wetter. Here, look. My panties are drenched. Just the thought of having you inside me gives me shivers. I'm so happy I can finally give you my first time. Of course I'm a virgin. I'm not a tramp like the girls you've been with before. I've stayed pure for you. Your cock will be the first and the last to ever stretch my pussy open. What? You don't want to fuck me? After everything I've done for you? What did I do wrong? You don't like me, after all? You do? Then what's the issue? I don't understand. Come here. I don't know what makes you so worried, but I promise everything will be all right. Just let your thoughts drift away and focus on the pleasure I'll give you. I'm certain everything will become clear to you. Just relax and stay sitting on the couch. I'll straddle you like this. Oh, my fucking God. Can you feel how wet my cunt is? Your cock will fit inside me so fucking perfectly. You will definitely be my perfect fit. How could you not? We're perfect for each other in every way. You'll see. I'm gonna sit down on your cock now, darling. We're finally gonna become one. Yeah. Jesus. You're inside me. Your cock has completely filled up my pussy. I'm gonna start riding you now. Oh, how is it? I am tight enough for you, right? I am, right? Oh, it feels good, right? My pussy wrapped around your cock. Like this is exactly what you've needed all this time. Fuck, your cock is so hot inside me. Oh, are you happy right now? This is how it was supposed to be. Oh, your cock has always belonged to my pussy. You just didn't know it until now. Oh, yeah. Oh, my fucking God, you feel so good. Your cock is stretching me so fucking well. Every time I rise, it's like my body and mind is screaming at me to fall back down again. My pussy doesn't want to be separated from you. Isn't that cute? Your cock wants to stay inside of me too. I can feel it. Hold me. Grab my tits. They're yours. I'm yours, only yours, and you are mine. This cock is mine. And your lips. Oh, I love everything about you. I want all of you. Oh, your saliva tastes so good. More, I love your spit. I love you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. No, no. Oh, I'm gonna come. I don't want to. Not yet. Fuck, my hips won't stop moving. No, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, darling. I wanted to come together with you. Oh, but I couldn't wait. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Forgive me? Really? It's okay? Thank you. I was so worried you'd start hating me for leaving you behind. I felt like our whole life together was flashing before my eyes. I'm so happy. You're the perfect boyfriend. I knew all along that I was doing the right thing. Well, now that you're starting to see that we belong together, I guess I can tell you a little secret. The other sluts you've been with, I helped you get rid of them. Yes, I did. I knew you'd be shocked. Isn't it great? Oh, well, I faked the dick pic from the ex. I faked a breakup text and blocked the numbers. And, oh, the last girl? She didn't want to let go, did she? She was crazy. I told her to back off, that you'd already had me and didn't want anyone else. She didn't believe me, so I sent a picture of us in bed with your hand down my panties. That made her realize what was going on. Oh no, don't worry. You were asleep when I took the picture, so it's not something you'd remember. Too far? No, I don't think it was going too far. There's no going too far when it comes to you. I will always do whatever it takes for us, so you don't have to worry. I would go much further if it meant we could be together. I just want us to be happy and, well, sometimes you have to think outside of the box to save your loved ones from cruel bitches. I just wanted us to start our lives together as soon as possible. We've got a lot to do. No time to waste. I appreciate that you want to take it slow and think about us and where we're going before we make big decisions. But that's the thing. You don't have to. This relationship might be new to you. But I've been in this relationship for several years now. So I've already done all the thinking for you. You just have to trust me. So there's no problem, right? You trust me, don't you? After all, I've always known what's best for you. Me! I'm what's best for you. So you better listen to me, or things might turn out bad. Like, really bad. So just sit tight and follow my lead, and we'll be so happy together. Because, like I said, we have a lot to do. We have a marriage to plan. We've got to trim your contacts list. Get a bigger bed for our bedroom. There's so much. I know, right? This is super crazy. Everything went from 0 to 100 in the blink of an eye. I'm so excited for us. But all of that will have to wait for now. We are already in the middle of the most important part. We're going to start a family. Yes, aren't you excited? We are going to have a child together. What's with that face? You don't look happy. Are you upset with me? Why? Oh, I know what this is. You're worried about becoming a parent, aren't you? I understand. It's a big responsibility, raising a child. But I promise you'll be a perfect daddy. Oh, darling. Did your cock just twitch when I said daddy? I think it did. You're so naughty. What's wrong, baby? Don't say that you don't want this. I know you do. You're just a bit confused right now. I promise, any doubts you may have will disappear. I will make them disappear. Trust me. I've always had your best interest in mind. Always. This is no different. Let's finish this. I'm not going to stop riding you until I've milked your cock dry. I want to feel your hot load shooting inside me. I want you to fill my womb with your seed. Oh, fuck. Just thinking about having your baby makes me so horny. Oh, yes. You're loving this, aren't you? I can see it in the way you look at me with your teary eyes. You've always wanted me like this. You've always wanted us to be together. You've always wanted my perfect pussy wrapped around your cock. You can get it anytime you want now. It's all for you, darling. Oh, you're almost crying. I'm glad this means so much to you. Fuck, this turns me on so much. It makes me so relieved that you're as happy as I am, even if you're struggling a little bit. Are you getting close? Do you want to come? Yeah? Go ahead. Come anytime you want. Shoot your load inside me. Shh. No, darling. I'm not going to let you pull out. I'm doing this for us. Don't you understand? Oh, you don't have to say anything. Just sit there and watch me ride you until you explode in my cunt. It's going to be soon, right? I can feel your cock tensing up. Fuck, it feels so good. Your cock is amazing. Oh, darling, fill my cunt with your seed, please. Give me your baby. Make me pregnant. Come on. Yes, come for me, please. Come for me, sweetie. Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I can feel your cum. It's so hot. Oh, my belly is feeling so full. That was amazing. I always knew we'd be perfect together. And now that I have your seed in me, it's like I have proof of all of our love. I can just imagine you're as happy as I am. Oh, man, is this what they call a sex high? I feel like I'm flying. I'm going to have to hold on to you so I don't fly away. We're going to be so happy together. I just know it. You're going to be the best boyfriend ever. And the best husband. And I'll be the perfect wife. We'll be perfect together. Everything will be perfect. I'm so glad that I can trust you. You would never betray me. You're not like that. And I know you love me just as much as I love you. And after all of this, I don't think I could live without you anymore. Just the thought of it makes me want to cry. You would never leave me, I know that. But what if you suddenly disappeared? What if you were kidnapped by someone? I would go mental. I'd dedicate my entire life to find you. I'd become one of those superheroes in the movies, doing anything I could to find you and your kidnapper. I would kill for you. You know that, right? If someone took you away, I would kill her without a second thought. But let's not worry about that. We're going to be happy together. I know we will.